Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A hacker breaks into the Ring security camera in the room of an 8-year-old girl in Memphis, has a creepy conversation with her. Turns out there's a network of hackers who have been live streaming their takeovers of the cameras. If you have one of these networks in your home, how vulnerable is it?
We start with strange voices coming out of your home security cameras. Jason Kebler is editorial director of the Vice News Tech Desk and Motherboard. He's also host of the podcast Cyber. So, Jason, that sounds kind of like a Twilight Zone episode, strange voices coming out of our security cameras at home. Can you explain?
Yeah, I mean, actually, it was a plot point in a hacker show, Mr. Robot. So, I mean, we're definitely in a future dystopia here. Just like you described, there was a family in Mississippi that purchased a Ring home surveillance camera for their child to keep an eye on her, and hackers took it over in her room and started playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips, which is a really creepy ukulele song. He started talking to the girl as well, sort of saying that he was Santa Claus and stuff like this. And this is just one of several incidents that has happened all over the country. There was a family in Florida that had their Ring camera taken over, and the sirens started playing, and they weren't able to turn it off. So this is really scary stuff.
So what does Ring say people should do?
Yeah, so Ring cameras themselves have not been hacked. Like, there's not a specific vulnerability in Ring cameras that is being abused here. What's happening is the hackers are guessing the username and password of the owners of these cameras. And this is a really common hack that we see across all sorts of Internet of Things devices. So what's happening is these families are using the same email and password that they are using on other websites all over the Internet. And they're reusing it. And when there's an original breach and that password is exposed, these hackers will take it and they'll just plug it into a variety of different services, in this case, Ring cameras, and they're able to take over the Ring. And then they can watch the family through that camera. They can speak through the speaker, and you end up with these really creepy things. And so what we were able to uncover is that there's actually automated software that will take, previously hacked passwords and automatically run them through Ring software like in bulk. And that's why this is happening so suddenly all over the country.
So, you know, if your software, if your Ring camera security system starts playing Tiptoe Through the Tulips, well, that's a pretty good clue something is amiss.
I'm running out of the house if that happens.
But suppose it doesn't. Suppose it's kind of silent observation. How do people know?
I don't think there's a way that you can know. In this case, like I said, or like you mentioned, there's actually this hacking Ring that has been live streaming sort of these takeovers on a podcast, which is very creepy. We were able to uncover that earlier today. And so they had hacked into a variety of different Ring cameras all over the country and had control over them and were just kind of watching for either hours or days at a time. And then at their scheduled live stream time for this podcast, they would start talking into the camera at the owners and seeing what the owners would say or do. And understandably, these owners were extremely freaked out. In one case, a woman was woken up, from a nap or in the morning. And it's really creepy. So there is a way that you can prevent this. It's good advice for really any account or device that you own. You shouldn't be reusing passwords across different websites, so you shouldn't use the same email, same password that you use for your email or that you use for your work login or what have you. And you should also be using something called two-factor authentication, which is when you log into a service, in this case it would be the Ring camera, you get a text message to your cell phone that sort of requires you to prove that it's you. So in this case, if the hacker was trying to log into your Ring camera, they wouldn't also have your cell phone, so they wouldn't be able to log in because they don't have that cell phone to enter that code.
All right. Jason Kepler, editorial director, Vice News Tech Desk, and Motherboard, host of the podcast Cyber.